very dark humor, both of which came from the Lilith Fair. Dar Williams, What Do You Hear in These Sounds? And then we just heard Abra Moore, and that was Four Leaf Clover. And that has brought us to Straight Up 12 O'Clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane, and we are halfway through Something About the Women. We're here every Saturday between 11 and 1 playing music by women across all musical genres. And when I host, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon. Today's six pack is really just stuff that has come across my mind this week. So I'll come back and tell you how all these songs loosely connect, because they've been top of mind for me. Here is our very assorted six pack at noon today.
You whine me and dine me when I was your girl. Promised if I'd be you'd show me the world, but all I've seen of this old world is a bed and a doctor bill. I'm tearing down your brooder house, 'cause now I've got the pill. All these years I've stayed at home while you had all your fun, and every year that's gone by, another baby's come. There's gonna be some changes made right here on Nursery Hill. You set this chicken your last time, 'cause now I've got the pill. This old maternity dress I've got is going in the garbage. The clothes I'm wearing from now on won't pick up so much yardage. Mini skirts, hot pants, and a few little fancy frills. Yeah, I'm making up for all those years since I've got the pill. I'm tired of all your crowing, how you and your hens play, while holding a couple in my arms and others on the way. This chicken's done for up her nest, and I'm ready to make a deal. And you can't afford to turn it down, 'cause you know I've got the pill. This incubator is overused, because you kept it filled. The feeling good comes easy now, since I've got the pill. It's getting dark, it's roosting time, tonight's too good to be real. Oh, but daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause mama's got the pill. Oh, daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause mama's got the pill.
Be bosom's friends, sisters and pals. We'll always be bosom's. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you. If I say that your tongue is vicious, if I call you uncouth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom's will sit now and again. I'm aware that my candid opinion may sting,
though often my frank observation might scald. I've been meaning to tell you for years, you should keep your hair natural like mine.
If I kept my hair natural like yours, I'd be bald. But darling, we'll always be dear companions. My crony,
my mate,
we'll always be harmonizing. Orphan Annie and Sandy, like Amos and Andy. If I say that you're
sense of style's as far off as your youth. It's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you the whole stinking truth?
Each time that a critic has written, your voice is the voice of a frog. Straight to your side to defend you, I rush. You know that I'm there every time that the world makes an unkind remark. When they say Vera Charles is the world's greatest lush, it hurts me.
And if I say your fangs are showing, mane pull in your claws, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will notice the obvious flaws?
I feel it's my duty to tell you, it's time to adjust to your age. You try to be peg of my heart when you're Lady Macbeth. Exactly how old are you, Vera? The truth.
How old do you think?
Oh, I'd say somewhere in between 40 and death.
But, sweetie, I'll always be Alice Toklas if you'll be Gertrude Stein. And though I'll admit I've dished you, I've gossiped and gloated, but I'm so devoted.
And if I say that sex and guts made you into a star, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you how rotten you are? Just turn to your bosom buddy for aid and affection, for help and direction, for loyalty, love, and for soon. Remember that.
Told me about Fred, he's such a hairy behemoth, she said. Dumb as a box of hammers, but he's such a handsome guy. And I opened up and I told her about Larry, and yesterday how he asked me to marry, and I'm not giving him an answer yet. I think I can do better. So we laughed, compared notes. We had a drink, we had a smoke. She took off her overcoat. I kissed a girl. I kissed a girl. She called home to say she'd be late. He said he worried, but now he feels safe. I'm glad you're with your girlfriend. Tell her hi for me. And then I looked at you, you had guilt in your eyes, but it only lasted a little while. And then I felt your hand above my knee. And we laughed at the world. They can have their diamonds and we'll have our pearls. I kissed a girl. Change the world, but I'm so glad I kissed the girl. I
hours of fury, when the darkness and answers are thin. Lovers come and check out in a hurry, shallow and hollow again. Come lay your body beside me, to dream, to sleep with the now. To the question your eyes seem to send, am I your passion, your promise, your end? I say I am, yes I am, yes I am, yes I am. Barring divine intervention, there is nothing between you and I. And if I carelessly forgot to mention, your body, your power can sanctify. Come feed the hunger, the thirst, lay it down, the beast will die. You can question my heart once again, am I your passion, your promise, your end? I say I am, yes I am, yes I am, yes I am. Stand firm in the tempest, I will ride destiny's trail. To believe when the truth comes up empty, to hold and respect without fail. Come and be one in the motion, a desire they cannot comprehend. Never a question again, for I yeah.
seen me for weeks now. It wouldn't shock you if I drove right out to the back of your eyes. I can't be trusted, they're saying I can't be true. Fuck.
And there you have it, our six-pack at noon today. You know, like when you go to a package store and you can put together your own six-pack. I don't drink beer, by the way, so I have only watched people do this, but I understand it is a thing. And that's what we did musically today. This is just some stuff that came into my consciousness this week, and that was probably the most eclectic set I have played as a six-pack in my, oh my goodness, almost 20 years of hosting on Something About the Women. So we did start out with a couple of In Memoriam songs. We started with Loretta Lynn, who died on October 4th. And then we heard Angela Lansbury, who died on October 11th. Angela Lansbury was singing with Bea Arthur. That was Bosom Buddies from the Broadway musical MAME. I just think Angela Lansbury was the best. Then we heard a couple of songs from artists that I love and that Something About the Women loves. Jill Sobule with I Kissed a Girl and Melissa Etheridge with Yes I Am. And they are alive and well. And as a matter of fact, they both have off-Broadway shows that opened this week in New York. And the New York Times did a great article on them being a very daring queer music icons in 1990s. And they were both born in 1961, and they have new shows that are based on their lives. Jill Sobule's is called F Seventh Grade, F being the first letter of a four-letter expletive, F Seventh Grade. And Melissa Etheridge's is called My Window, A Journey Through Life. So find that New York Times article, which came out on October 11th. It's a great read. And then we heard Liz Phair. That's her song, Strange Loop. I played that because the winner of the Tony Award for the Best Musical this year was called A Strange Loop by Michael R. Jackson. And that is probably the best, most inventive, creative show that I have seen in years, A Strange Loop. And it got its closing notice this week. It's going to close on January 15th, 2023. So I want to encourage everybody to get to New York and see it if you possibly can. As Michael R. Jackson wrote, it's a big black queer ass American Broadway show. And it's really fantastic. And then we just wrapped up that six pack at noon with Kid Gulliver, local band. I love them. They're so much fun, whether they're covering songs like the one they just did, I Started a Joke by the Bee Gees, or their own original material. Unfortunately, there was a notice that came out this week that Kirsten alerted me to, that Simone, the vocalist, has some pretty serious health issues, and so the band is taking a break right now. So let's keep Simone in our thoughts and wish them well. They're really great, and hopefully they'll be able to get back at it soon. So there you have it, our six-pack at noon today. Super eclectic. It's free form, like everything we do here on WMFO, the Tufts community radio station. And we will be here until 1 o'clock with Something About the Women. And then Brian Young and A Crash Course for the Ravers is coming in at 1 o'clock.
Could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you. So anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you hurt me, and it's so untrue. What am I to do? Every time you go away, I always say, this time it's goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I'd die.
Would take success that's just begun.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
sometimes it feels all that you wanted has been taken away. You will walk, you will walk, you will walk in good company. I love the best in you. You love the best in me. Though it's not always easy, lovely,
bottom of my tears, on the backside of my fears, at the center of the pain, I hear my voice call out your name. Days go by, nothing works. I can't believe how much this hurts. I don't know where you are. It's dark enough to see the stars. Dark enough to see the stars. Dark enough to see the light. In an ocean black and deep, in the middle of the night, as I hold on to your love, like those lights from up above, I have drifted out so far. It's dark enough to see the stars. Curse the clock, time is a thief. Every life it measures brief. Every child is born to die, but the soul is born to fly under heaven's canopy. Lightning bugs inside a jar. It's dark enough to see the stars. Dark enough to see the stars. Dark enough to see the light in an ocean black and deep. In the middle of the night, as I hold on to your love, like those lights from up above, I've drifted out so far. It's dark enough to see the stars. I've been carried out so far. It's dark enough to see the stars.
See what you lost when you left this world, this sweet old world. What you lost when you left this world.
myself remember all the ways you let me down. I held out and held out all through hallelujah, all the way into the ground. I cut off the limbs of my self-respect and I'm still looking for it now. I'm not afraid to say it, honey, I still care. And you could hear me now if you were standing right there. Love looks different to me now. Love looks different to me now. It doesn't have your name anymore. Love looks different to me now. Love looks different to me now. It doesn't have your face anymore. Practice how I sounded with your name. If I didn't raise our whole house and our children, I could watch you walk away. If I gave in and I called you today, would you promise me nothing's changed? I'm not afraid to say it, honey, I still care. And you could hear me now if you were standing right there. Love looks different to me now. Love looks different to me now. It doesn't have your name anymore. Love looks different to me now. Love looks different to me now. It doesn't have your face anymore. It doesn't make me cry. It doesn't make different to me now. Love looks different to me now. It doesn't have your face. No, it doesn't have your name anymore.
Go down to heaven. If you go down to hell,
if you go down to hell,
you go down to hell,
you'll never come back.
Ah. The Hammond song, going all the way back to the Roaches' self-titled album, The Roaches. And believe it or not, there is going to be a new album of previously unreleased songs by The Roaches, and that will be coming out on October 21st. I'm super excited about that. They're one of my favorite groups. The release of Kin Ya Si, That Sun, again, October 21st. Mark your calendars. Before that, we heard new music from Maddie Diaz. That was Love Looks Different. Lucinda Williams gave us Sweet Old World. And before that, we heard Mary Gaucher. That's the title track from her newest record, Dark Enough to See the Stars. Katie Lang with the Jane Sibbery song, The Valley. Then we heard some Nina Simone, To Be Young, Gifted and Black. Before that, we heard Maya Rudolph's mom, Minnie Riperton, Only When I'm Dreaming. And we started out with Lake Street Dive, new music from them on their cover EP that just got released. And that was Anyone Who Ever Had a Heart. And oh my goodness, the time has flown by today. We are coming up very shortly on 1 o'clock and a crash course for the Ravers with Brian Young. We'll start us out at 1. Again, this has been Jane, and I want to just remind everybody, Something About the Women is here every Saturday between 11 and 1, playing music by women across all musical genres. So check it out every Saturday. Sue does a fabulous show. Kirsten does a fabulous show. I do my best too. And I'll be back in the DJ chair on November 5th. But we love our listeners, and we love folks who kind of stumble across us by accident too. So be well, be healthy, take good care, and be kind. Peace out.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people